Head Start centers are uneven in performance, Mr. President, but usually they excel in two areas critical to success for caring for and educating children. Number one, developing community support, and number two, encouraging parental involvement. The late Alex Haley, one of my closest friends and the author of Roots, lived by these words, "Find the good and praise it." For me, that was an invaluable lesson, and my hope is these centers of excellence will find the good and praise what is best about Head Start and show it to the rest of us. It also helps to get the governors involved. The president had suggested that we turn more of the funding over directly to the states. I and many others weren't willing to do that, at least at this stage. One of the beauties of Head Start is that it is very decentralized, operates with parents' councils, and for a long time it's worked well that way. So our compromise was the centers of excellence, which will get the governors involved, will help coordinate the programs more effectively, and maybe we can learn something over the next 5 years that we can put then in the next reauthorization of Head Start. It's something that we should hope for virtually every child growing up in this country. We believe anything is possible. We believe in free enterprise. We believe in competition, and we believe in the starting line. But there's no federal program that exists that does a better job of helping disadvantaged children get to the starting line than Head Start. And I congratulate Senator Kennedy and Senator Enzi and Senator Dodd, the other senators who've worked on this. We look forward to introducing the legislation this afternoon. We thank all those who have taken time to come to the hearings. And I especially want to thank the mayor of Shelby County, Mayor Horton, for his testimony because it made its way directly into the legislation to help make sure that Head Start not only helps children, but that there is accountability to taxpayers.